You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced that most of the country will stay at alert level 4 until Friday night, while Auckland will continue in alert level 4 until next Tuesday night. With the uncertainty around how long this lockdown could go on for, the high transmissibility of the Delta variant of COVID-19 and the novelty of locking down quickly wearing off, it is not surprising that people's mental health is at risk. This morning, I spoke to Matthew Jenkins, who is a research fellow at the University of Otago in Wellington in the Department of Psychological Medicine. We talk about how the lockdown being extended might be impacting New Zealanders' mental health and how people can support themselves to feel better during these times. So yesterday, the government announced that lockdown would be extended until this Friday for most of the country and until next Tuesday for Auckland. There have been reports of mixed responses from the public. How do extended lockdowns typically impact people and their mental health?
I guess all of our sort of data came from last year's lockdown. So that was a five-week lockdown. And we know that over those extended periods, people there's a bit of trepidation around how long it's going to last. And I think at the moment that it's almost like a drip feed of information. So I think some people are feeling quite anxious about that. If you get told that you're going to have a lockdown for an extended period, for example, at least you're in there and know what to expect. But at the moment, whether it's going to be extended day by day, we're not really sure. So I think that's adding to people's anxieties.
Now, the Delta variant has created a massive challenge when it comes to stamping out the outbreak, but it's also created smaller challenges that impact the way people can, say, get out and exercise in level 4 or head to the supermarket or go and get their vaccine. How might these challenges be impacting people? I know just then you talked about anxieties around how long the lockdown will be, but are there a lot of anxieties around sort of the transmissibility of the Delta variant?
Yes, what I would say, last year we had another project that looked at physical activity in the outdoors and how that was affecting mental health. And for that project, we sort of hypothesised that outdoor nature-based physical activity would be better for mental health than indoor physical activity. But actually we found no difference. And we think that was because people were sort of anxious about transmission rates in the open. So if you think about Delta, that's such a much bigger source of anxiety now because we know that it's more transmissible. And I think just being outdoors when we're going past people on trails, for example, we're being very careful about being more distant from people. And I think that's a big difference. I mean, it was already an issue last year with the first outbreak. So now with Delta being more transmissible, I think more people there's more trepidation around meeting people on trails and this outdoor activity. So I think that's a big impact on people's mental health.
And I think perhaps it'll be quite different for different people. Like I know if I talk about my own experience, I live in central CBD Auckland and there are a lot of, not heaps of people around, but you do come across people when you're walking down the street, whereas I sort of compare that to my parents who are living rurally in Christchurch and don't really see anybody on their walk. I suppose that anxiety is sort of different depending on where you're situated.
Yeah, I think that actually speaks a lot to the accessibility of, for example, for nature. We know that there's, again from last year, we know there was inequities in terms of how much people could access large open spaces. And for people in the city areas, and speaking to research in London, for example, where there's a really high density population, which is similar to Auckland, we know that it's much harder to find spaces where people aren't. So that's actually adding more trepidation to people going outside, I think.
Now, we can talk about how COVID and the lockdowns are impacting mental health, but what can people do to alleviate some of that stress and some of that anxiety? What has potentially been shown in your research that actually helps people feel better during this time?
Yeah, well, I would still say keep active. You know, that's sort of my area of research is physical activity and mental health. So I'd always say that's an important aspect and keeping things as normal as possible. I'd still advocate for going outdoors and exercising, regardless of the high transmission rates. I think it's still important to get outside and get fresh air as opposed to doing exclusively indoor activity. But I'd also say things like, you know, community is a really important thing, and making sure that we're connecting to others on a regular basis, and actually reaching out and supporting others. So as humans, we have a few basic psychological needs, but two of them are for relatedness, which is this sense of community, and also beneficence, which is this giving back to community. So I think keeping those in mind during lockdown and helping other people where we can is really important, and that's something that came up last year as well. I would say I think it's very tempting to stay on our screen the whole time during lockdown because there's not much else to entertain us, but I would say that limiting screen time, particularly on social media, is probably an important thing at this point. You know, it's an important way of staying connected, but I think also we tend to sort of get dragged into our screen, so I think it's important to take some time and reflect away from them as well.
That was Matthew Jenkins, who is a research fellow at the University of Otago in Wellington in the Department of Psychological Medicine, just talking a little bit about how the latest lockdown extension could be affecting people's mental health and what people can do to make themselves feel a little bit better.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.